storm survivors in Japan tough it out with a 1-2 punch. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Join us as we look at the church in action when disaster strikes. And Bethlehem Bible College is inviting you to travel to the Holy Land with purpose. We'll tell you how. But first, Japan spent 72 hours waiting for the other shoe to drop, just weeks following the super typhoon Hagibis. After millions were flooded, another storm raced in, Typhoon Byaloi. Robert Adair with Asian Access says the region is still in recovery mode.
The churches we're working with, one of the things they're trying to do is kind of get resources to the people that need them. And so one of the kind of holes in the system they found is that people that are actually out of their homes and in evacuation centers, the government's doing a really good job of making sure they get the food, water supplies that they need. But those folks who their homes and their residences were damaged, inundated by water, but they are still able to reside there, those folks aren't necessarily getting the relief supplies they need. And so trying to look at how do we, through the relationships we have, through folks we know that live in those communities, how can we get water, food, blankets, other supplies directly to those people?
A challenge? Asian Access doesn't have relationships in all of the areas that need help.
I think people can be praying that, I mean, there will be opportunities in these small towns, in these rural villages, for the people that are affected by the disaster to encounter Christ and His church. That the Christians that are trying to respond to the disaster will find kind of creative and appropriate ways to engage these communities that we haven't had a presence or a relationship in.
For our next story, let me begin with a question. What would you sacrifice for your faith? For Persian-speaking Christians, following Christ could cost them everything. Despite the danger, Bruce Allen of FMI sees the wider Persian population seeking answers.
Some are just giving up on religion totally, and they're becoming atheists. Others are saying, it's not Islam, what is it? And there's this huge spiritual hunger, and people are really investigating the claims of Jesus Christ.
Reaching them requires on-the-ground partnerships with local pastors. Pastors like Aziz, who continues to work in the face of persecution. Aziz and his family were recently attacked by armed militants and forced to flee their home and community. But Aziz isn't someone who easily gives up sharing the gospel.
One of the questions I had for Pastor Aziz was, what about the three congregations that you are already serving? He said, I cannot give them up. Even though he had to leave the community that he was in forcibly, he still goes back to that neighborhood to minister to those three congregations. This is a very volatile region, and yet God is at work.
In fact, he's now ministering to three additional congregations and has started two in his new community. Pray for strength and spiritual growth among new Persian-speaking churches and believers, and ask for the successful recovery of Aziz's wife, who was injured in the attack on their home. And finally, a Holy Land tour is celebrating 40 years of ministry for Bethlehem Bible College this November. Tashuv Tours hosts several visits of the Holy Land, including one called the Journeys of Understanding Tour. Mary Ann Smith says,
so with the journeys, we spend 3 days in Jerusalem to gain a perspective of the Israeli history and where they're coming from. Then we'll spend 3 days in Bethlehem to gain the perspective of the Palestinians. We meet with people from every perspective that are working toward a reconciliation between Israelis and Palestinians.
These tours encourage visitors to seek a deeper understanding of the conflict in the Holy Land.
When you have a trip where you're sitting face to face with a Palestinian and an Israeli who have both lost loved ones to the conflict, and they're telling you their stories and calling each other brother, you begin to ask more questions. And it's all about asking the questions and seeing with your own eyes.
If this is something you're considering, find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. You've told us how much you value this program and that it's needed for such a time as this. We're trying to raise $5,000 between now and December 31st. Will you help us spread the word and mobilize God's people in 2020? Just look for links to spread the word at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.